Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The Burt Show.
All right, this is the last time we'll set up the whole little black book thing because this has gone on for a week, and Jen got a great email from yesterday.
Yeah, the email I got said, you guys are really talented, I think was the topic of it or something, and it said, you guys took America's Most Boring Couple and turned it into a week-long, you know, succession of bits. They said, congratulations, you guys are really talented, and thank God for Psycho Stacy.
It's a real gift, I tell you. Jessica called us up, and she said she wanted to get to know her current boyfriend, Kevin, a little bit better by talking to a different one of his ex-girlfriends every single day. The first day we had this girl, Stacy, on, who ended up like this reoccurring theme with her, she called back every single day, even though she wasn't invited.
She was nuts.
Yeah. Psycho. Stacy had dated Kevin like 3 years ago, only for 6 months, but we learned a week ago that she was still doing drive-bys, still checking up on him, still, you know, contacting his family. And so she was obviously still all about him. So we realized that as the week went on, she just kind of weaseled her way back into the fold, trying to always give her opinion on what was going on, trying to give Jessica advice on how to be a better girlfriend for Kevin. And, yeah, we talked to her every day.
And this was all coming to a conclusion yesterday. We're going to have Kevin on. We're going to have Jessica on, find out if she got what she wanted out of the whole week, and then we would send them on their way and never hear from them again. But, of course, Stacy Stalker could have none of that, and she breaks in about halfway through. Hey, Jessica.
Hey.
How are you today?
I'm pretty good. How are you guys?
Doing okay. Now, this is going to be the last day we talk to you. I'm sure, I am positive that you and Kevin talked over the weekend about he and Stacy talking on the phone again. How did that go?
I'd get right to the point. That's what we do here.
Yeah, we talked about it, and it turned out it was really, I should have known she was exaggerating how long they talked, and it was a quick conversation where he was trying to be polite from what he told me, so it's not something I'm too worried about.
So she said it was over 45 minutes. How long did he say it was for?
He just said it was like nothing. It was like a few, you know, hey, how's it going? He was basically just trying to politely get off the phone with her.
All right, let's get Kevin on. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, how are you today?
Not too bad.
Now, I'm just curious, have you listened to this whole thing go down all week?
No, not really. I mean, off and on, I don't know, it's kind of weird. I listened the first day, and then I was just kind of like, ew, it's kind of creepy. So, but I listened in, and she's been talking to me about it, so yeah.
Yeah, I'm guessing
there... pretty much up to date on it.
I'm guessing there was a call right after every time she talked to a different ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
And told you everything that happened. What were some of those conversations like?
There weren't nothing dramatic. Not like, you know, never anything of a big fight nature or anything. Just kind of, ooh, that was a little weird, wasn't it? Yeah. Oh, yeah, well, you know, and nothing exciting came out of the conversations. But we did, you know, it opened up some dialogue about my family and about different things like that.
Did you find it surprising, any of the things that the ex-girlfriend said about you or said about your breakups or said about your relationships?
No, you know what, the only one I think wasn't fair was the one about my mom, like that Annie said that my mom didn't like her, and I don't think that was the case at all. I think that was, they had different personality types, but my mother didn't dislike her. And that wasn't the reason we broke up or anything. I just thought that was kind of lame to bring that in, you know. But everything else was cool. I mean, nothing was too embarrassing or anything like that. So I guess I got off pretty easy.
Well, Kevin, I mean, we talked to you a week ago, and you seemed pretty confident about how things were going to be fine. And then now you just, I don't know, you used the word creepy the first day you heard it. And then now you just, I don't know, it just, you seem a little more closed than you did a week ago. Did things affect you differently than you thought they would?
No, I don't think so. I'm just, you know, I'm just more of a private person than my girlfriend. So, you know. It was just weird for me to hear my own, you know, personal life just on the radio. But it didn't really bother me. It was just kind of like, I don't know, kind of like Twilight Zone-y or something for me. So, but I'm confident, and I was confident when we went into it because I knew that there was nothing very incendiary that would come up with any of these girls. Like, none of them were a really huge breakup that was bitter, you know, call the cops, fighting and stuff like that. So.
Have there been any of those? Because I can't imagine you having to call the cops fighting over anything.
No, there haven't. That's why.
Yeah.
You know, that's why I was confident that nothing would come out here that I would be ashamed to show my face in public after everybody's heard about it. So.
What was it, because Jessica kind of touched on this, when you and Jessica talked about talking with Stacy.
Yeah.
When she called you on Thursday.
Yeah, it would have been strange, obviously, just a call out of the blue from her, because I haven't talked to her since we split up. And
but you know she stays in touch with your mom. Did you know that?
Well, that's part of the creepy. Yeah, no, I didn't know that. And that's one of the things that did give me the kind of weird feeling. It's like I didn't realize that any of my ex-girlfriends kept in contact with my mom. And that's a little, you know, just a little odd that she would never say or. I mean, not that I care, but...
So how long did you guys actually talk for when you talked on Thursday?
It wasn't very long at all, probably 5-10 minutes. It was really, I wasn't really interested in the phone call. Kind of caught me off guard, so I was just distracted, and I talked to her for, you know, as quickly as I could get her off the phone without blatantly hanging up on her. But it was just a quick, yes, hi, how are you doing? Oh, it's good to hear from you, and...
Hey, Kevin, one of the things that kind of came up this week, and it's going to sound hard to believe, that Jessica was saying that she doesn't feel like there's a lot of excitement to the relationship.
Well,
have you guys addressed that at all?
No, not really. I mean, I think that's kind of a common concern. I don't think it's something you can switch off in a week. You know, things sometimes get stagnant in relationships, but it can always be fixed, you know.
Jessica, do you have any ideas about that?
Well, Kevin, I didn't say that it's not, that it's not, I don't know. I'm not sure with the idea. I mean, it's not that it's boring. I don't mean to say that it's boring. I just meant that... you know, sometimes, I don't know, now I feel like... I didn't mean for it to come off across like we're boring. I just wanted it to be a little more passionate sometimes. The only thing that I was thinking about, and I don't know if it has anything to do with it, but I was thinking about, like, all the porn and everything since it came up, and, like, I wonder if you know, like, just looking at a picture of a girl and then, I don't know, maybe that's sort of like practicing your golf swing the wrong way or something. You know what I mean?
Like, it's like learning how to play golf by reading Golf Digest.
It's hard to talk about, especially on the phone. But I don't know. I guess that's kind of, I was sort of thinking about that.
Kevin, is that uncomfortable at all that came up?
Yeah, just a touch.
Yeah.
So to speak.
What's... I never understood the whole Playboy collection thing. What's that all about? Just...
I don't know. I got some Playboys. I didn't know that bothered women so much. Doesn't seem to bother Jessica.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, once things start to get a little boring, you can always count on Stacy to give us a call.
Oh, she's back!
Stacy's back and would like to talk to both of you guys. Good morning, Stacy.
Hi, you guys.
Hi, welcome back.
Thanks. Listen, I just wanted Jessica to know it was not a 10-minute conversation on Thursday. It was a 30-minute conversation. I don't know why Kevin's saying it was only 10. And I just think she should know that Kevin, why are you lying?
Okay. Hey, are we still on the air live?
Are we still what?
We're on the air live. Right?
Yes, yeah. We're on the radio right now.
All right, I'll hold my tongue. Listen, Stacy, I would, you know, catch a point here, but I'm not interested in you. All right, so.
Well, that's fine.
I didn't talk to you for 45 minutes. I don't know what you're trying to get me into a fight with my girlfriend is about, but it's not going to break us up, and I don't really care about you. There's a reason I didn't talk to you for 3 years. So.
Listen, I'm trying to be helpful to Jessica, and I just wanted her to know that it was 30 minutes. It was not 10 minutes, and we had a connection, and we talked about our past relationship, and you're trying to minimize it, and she needs to know. That's all.
You said 45 on Friday.
Well, I may have exaggerated a little bit. I did. It was at least 30 minutes.
But, well, let's go back about talking about the past relationship. What did you talk about?
The connection.
Because Jessica was talking about how Kevin had told her that it was just, you know, he was trying to politely get you off the phone, you know?
Well, he was a lot more than polite, and it took a long time to get me off the phone. Look, he's not being polite now. He could have just said that. He didn't do that. He was a lot nicer. We talked about good times that we'd had and stuff that we'd shared. And
well, it seems like you're pushing him to the point where he has to say something so bluntly like that to you if you keep calling.
Jessica, I've been trying to be helpful to you and open, and I'm not trying to push him to do anything, or you. I'm just trying to be honest. I don't know why you guys are being
I don't know. Maybe you think you're being honest, but maybe you're not being so honest with yourself, because you said from the beginning that you still had feelings for him, and then, you know, if that's the case, like I said a long time ago to you, it seemed like you should back off.
You can't stop somebody from caring about somebody. I have not approached him for those 3 years. I still care about him. But there is one thing I need to say. Kevin, if the conversation didn't mean that much to you, why didn't you mention the conversation that we had on Saturday?
You mean the conversation where I pretty much just told you what I just said now, which was you got to not call me every other day because I don't care to hear from you?
Now, hold on a sec. There was another call on Saturday?
Yeah.
Kevin, did you tell Jessica about the call on Saturday?
No, because it was a nuisance call. I got rid of that one as fast as I could get rid of a telemarketer.
How long did you guys talk for on Saturday in your at best estimate, Stacy?
It was like 15 minutes. And it wasn't like a telemarketer either.
Yeah, it was about 60 seconds tops.
I don't know. I don't know why he's lying.
Stacey,
Kevin.
Hey, Stacy, you've gotten your little bit of radio fame here. Why don't you hang up and go on your daily life?
You think that's what this is about? Like being on the radio?
No, it's about you being some sort of a weird psycho girl who at 19, I don't know, was frigged up in the head and I made a big mistake. And shouldn't have been with at all. And you got some emotional problems. And you keep in touch with my mom. And you're just
okay. You can listen, whatever. You can be as insulting as you want. But you guys started this. Why did you even allow this? What did you think was going to happen?
Well, I don't know. I thought I would have an adult relationship with somebody, break up, and go on with my life, and not have to talk to them again. You know. 3 years.
Well, then you allow your current girlfriend to call all your talk to your ex-girlfriends? That doesn't sound like what you're saying at all.
Yeah, I don't care about that. But what I do care about is when I find out that psycho ex-girlfriends are still talking to my mom and then won't catch the point and get off the damn line and are being helpful.
Okay, just because you break up with someone doesn't mean you break up with their family, okay?
Okay.
I have a right to talk to who I want, and I haven't bothered you for 3 years, and then all of a sudden, like, I'm a pariah?
You're just going to keep going on and on, no matter what anyone says to you.
You're psycho. You're a psychopath.
I am not a psycho.
In fact, I think this, I'm going to be, that's it for me. But thanks, guys, for the experiment.
So, Jessica, you're going to back out now?
Yeah, I'm just tired of
Well, then why have you been complaining so much? That's what I wonder. But, yeah, go ahead and hang up. That's fine. I'll leave you alone. I was just trying to be helpful and open. You asked me questions, and I tried to offer answers.
I'm not trying to be mean to you, Stacy. I'm saying, fine, if you want to say I open the can of worms, and I say I'm closing it. Okay? Bye-bye. I'll talk to you later, Kevin.
Just for the record, we're all still here. We're just listening.
Like everybody else.
Yeah, the Burt Show still.
All right, there goes Jessica. Kevin, is there anything last you want to say to Stacy?
Not really. I mean, I never really had anything to say to her in the beginning.
Hey, Stacy.
Yes.
Yeah, we're gonna let you go at this point. I think you kind of know how they feel about you being in their relationship, though, right?
Yes, I do. But it's very unfair and very mean, and there's nothing wrong with being dedicated and devoted. But whatever, I'll hang up.
What do you mean dedicated and devoted,
Stacy?
Stacy.
Yeah.
What do you mean dedicated and devoted? You guys broke up 3 years ago.
I mean, to a process, to trying to help someone. to try. Listen, I was trying to close something that they opened. Okay, they opened something that I've been trying really hard to close, and then all of a sudden they're like telling me I can no longer talk to Kevin. Or, I mean, I did fine for 3 years where I didn't bother him. Okay, and I would hear about what was going on with him from his mom. And
are
you
going to cry?
What?
Are you crying?
I'm not going to cry on the radio. Okay. I'm just going to go, but I think it's really unfair, and I think that they've been very mean, and they should, if they didn't want the truth about what was going on, they never should have done this on the air.
Wow.
Okay, Stacey, we'll let you go. We don't want this to get all emotional.
Yeah, all right, bye.
In that way.
All right, bye.
The Burt Show.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I want to throw this one at you guys because I saw this go down at East Andrews on Friday night. It's about 1:30. No, it must have been about 1:15 in the morning or so. And I'm watching a guy and a woman at a bar. But the guy is on one end of the bar and the woman is on the other. And they're doing that our eyes met kind of thing. And he's wondering exactly how to make the approach.
Mm-hmm. So your eyes met, their eyes meeting.
I'm observing now. All right. As the only married guy at East Andrews, I'm almost like a student just doing a report. I'm observing everything going on.
Is that what you tell Stacey?
Yeah.
It's all for research.
Right. Yes. Research.
So I'm watching one guy at one end of the bar and the woman at the other end. And they do that thing. And he starts to talk to his buddies about how to make the approach, and it becomes so eighth grade at that point. At the very base of it all is so eighth grade. What do I do? Do I send her a letter that says, will you go with me? Yes, no, maybe? So he decides to do the pretty stereotypical thing, and he buys her a drink.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Bartender goes over and says, look, the guy at the end of the bar over there would like to buy you a drink. And she says, fantastic. So she accepts the drink. She starts sipping on it. Then he waits for what he believes to be the appropriate moment, then leaves his pack and goes and makes the approach. And she doesn't give him the time of day.
Really?
I mean, it wasn't even like he couldn't even get hello out. So it wasn't even like he had said something in the first millisecond that had turned her off so badly that she was turned off to the guy.
Now,
she got the drink with no intention at all of talking to this guy, and I just thought, totally bogus, that if a guy buys you a drink, you are at least obligated to engage us in conversation to find out if we're the real deal or not. Am I wrong?
I agree with you. Did the bartender point out who bought her the drink?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's wrong. Rude.
404-741-1005. Now, in her mind, I'm guessing she's just thinking, cool, I'm one of these women that goes to bars and guys buy me drinks all night. I've never spent any money in a bar.
If I'm the guy, I take the drink out of her hand and walk away. You're sorry.
That'd be great.
Thanks for that glass of wine. And I have never had a Chardonnay before, but I'd like it now.
Right. I look like a total femme walking back across the bar with my glass of white wine. Hi, how are you?
Right,
hi.
But I want it back. Give it back to me.
I mean, she of course didn't obligate herself to a date with him, but she should have talked. I mean, a conversation's not going to kill her, especially if she accepted the drink that he paid for.
Yeah, if she knew she was going to blow him off or had no interest, she should have not accepted the drink. That's just rude. I mean, we expect for men to be southern gentlemen in this town when we're out and about dating, you better go out with your manners, too.
It seems to me that there are women, though, that, and I've heard women brag about this before, that I haven't bought a drink in 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that may be the case, but you still, if you're going to accept that drink, you've got to give us something in return, just a little conversation.
The hidden message in there is that they're still at the bar getting free drinks after 10 years.
Right.
So something's not working.
Right.
you know?
So we're all in agreement that if you accept a drink from a guy, then you got to at least engage in some kind of conversation.
Some sort of cordial conversation to at least just be polite. That's just kind of the social rules of the thing.
Well, I think, you know, if you get the offer, I mean, that is, you are agreeing to conversation if you say yes to the drink. I totally think that, yeah.
Hi, Candace.
Hi. I totally disagree. That's just an assumption. You're assuming that if I buy her this drink, she's going to at least talk to me. Mm-hmm. I don't have to say anything to you. I can say thanks for the drink and keep it moving. That's it.
See, I think that's so
wrong. I don't think you should accept the drink.
I think that's so rude.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's just you assuming. She doesn't have to talk to him. She probably looked at him at the end of the bar and was like, no, he's
then
not.
She shouldn't, she shouldn't have accepted the drink.
Right. Yeah.
Then she should say, no, thank you.
Please
tell him
like,
thank you, but no thanks.
It sounds like there was no confusion as to what was going on here because you said they were making eyes at each other.
She almost reeled him in.
She was reeling him in with the whole thing and then accepted the drink.
Even if, let's say the eye thing wasn't going down, right? And he buys her a drink. And Candace, I'll ask you the same question. Let's say there's no flirtatious looking thing going on, right? And he buys her a drink and the bartender points the guy out that bought her the drink. If she accepts at that point, it means to me like, all right, he's made the first cut, so I'll accept the drink, and if he comes over and talks to me, then great.
Well, even, I mean, I've been in a situation before where, well, I guess it's always been pointed out who the person buying me the drink was. I'm trying to think if there's been a blind, you know, offer, and I've taken it. I still know that somebody's about to come up and talk to me, and I engage in conversation, but if I end up not being interested, I will cut it off pretty short, but I still will talk to them. You know what I'm saying?
So it seemed like she didn't even want to talk to him to begin with. She just wanted a free drink. So what she should have done was held the drink up like a thank you kind of thing and then walked away. And then he wouldn't have walked to her and talked to her.
If you hold that drink up and you give me that little cheers thing, that's giving me another green light, though.
But what she's saying is she should have gave him the cheers, thank you, stood up from the bar, turned around, and walked away so that he, from his buddies, didn't have to make the whole walk of shame.
Still rude, don't you think?
I think so, too.
Still rude.
Yeah.
You know, there's actually...
Even more rude.
No, not as embarrassing for him, but still rude.
No, that's just as embarrassing for him.
Totally.
You think?
If I'm there with half a dozen guys, and we're hanging out, and I work up the nerve to send you a drink, and I send it down to you, and you take the drink, toast me from 100 feet away, and then walk the opposite direction, I would never live down that from the other five
the
guys.
The ridicule from the pack ever. That you are running with that night would be ruthless.
What if I mouth to you, I gotta go to the bathroom. I'll be right back.
No.
Doesn't work.
No.
You take a drink from me, you have got to at least give me a chance to get to know you. You gotta give me a couple of minutes.
How many minutes?
I just spent $5 on you, and you know, in this town, maybe I just spent $9 on you on a drink.
Three.
3 minutes.
Yeah, like, hey, thank you so much for the drink. No problem. What's your name? My name's Jen. Hey, Jen, I'm Jeff. You know, what are you doing? I'm here with some girlfriends or Selma. Oh, you know, and then you could say politely, you know, like, as a matter of fact, I have to go meet my girlfriends in the patio right now. Maybe I'll see you in a little bit. And then the guy, you've given him enough time that the guy can go back to, you know, his guy friends and say, you know, whatever. Like,
I am so taking that home later.
Right.
That's what you guys go back to your friends and say, right?
She's going out to the patio and she's here with girlfriends. We'll have to make her way out there.
I'm going to take it one step further. If I buy you a drink that costs more than $9, you're obligated to French kiss me.
No.
Just trying, working for you guys. Just working.
This is so eighth grade. You have to French kiss me.
I know. Did you get the visual of the tongue?
Oh, I mean, just the whole open mouth and him. Yeah.
Ew. You got to at least let me go to second base.
Him going in.
If your drink costs $10 or more, I get to touch one boob for 10 seconds.
When I go in for a kiss, it's a little bit like when you used to watch Charlie Brown and he used to yell really loud. And you just see his ovula dangling in the background.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Robin, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, guys. I am so with you guys. Listen, if I'm buying you a drink, I'm the guy I'm walking up and saying, hey, bitch, you better give me my money back.
Oh, hello.
You with me.
I'm serious. That is rude. I think Jess right. It's got to be at least 3 minutes.
I mean, if you have the audacity to take this guy's money and drink his drink that he just bought you, you at least owe me a, hey, how are you? You know, I may not be interested. But, you know, still.
Yeah, and a quick French kiss.
French kiss. The whole reason he's buying you a drink is to break the ice and open up conversation because he likes you. I mean, there's that understanding a woman has when she's made the offer. And if you accept it, you accept a conversation. I totally believe that, yeah.
Jenny?
Yes.
Hola.
Hey, good morning, y'all.
Bye. He's so bilingual.
See?
Especially when you have like a nice Hispanic listener like somebody named Jenny.
What's going on, ¿Qué pasa?
I just wanted to really disagree with the last caller. Okay. Like when me and my friends go out, we totally don't accept drinks for guys for mm-hmm. that same fact, but we won't lead them on and mm-hmm. have that incident happen. Right. Like we just like say no.
I think that's fair because if all of my friends are watching me buy a drink for a woman and she turns me down, I'm gonna get a certain amount of crap anyway. But if you accept the drink, then you won't talk to me, or you get up and you walk away. That's ruthless.
Then
that's
they're
just
like,
cruel.
Oh, you got used.
Yeah. Or, but if you go up to the bar, what you got to do is you got to remember that the most important thing to a guy when he's out at a club like that, besides hooking up, even above hooking up, is his reputation to the guys he's there with. So if you go up and you deny a drink, if I go up to the bartender and go, hi, I'd like to send that girl down there, drink, please. And then he goes down to Jen and she says, no, I don't want it. Ew, look at him. No way. Ew, get him. No. Ew, security. And the bartender comes back and says, I'm sorry, she doesn't want a drink. Then guess what? I can turn around to my guy friends and go, oop, false alarm. She's engaged. The guys will never know. Oh, didn't know this, but she's playing on Melissa's team, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, she didn't want me, so she must be a lesbian.
Right.
You know, so that's what you got. The girls, when you're out, your primary objective should be to help guys save face.
Of course.
That's what you should be always when you're
always
operating.
Thinking that.
Like,
right.
I mean, if you want to be successful and find guys, you know, to have relationships with, mm-hmm. you should always be looking at ways to protect right. them.
And if that takes a French kiss, then so be it.
French kiss.
Are you okay? Are you and Stacey okay?
I just think that's so funny, French kiss.
As a guy, what do you do if you send a drink to a girl at a bar and the bartender delivers it to the wrong girl? And she's just heinous, like, do you...
Then you're in, then you are obligated to talk to the girl the drink goes to. The bartender could so screw with you.
Yeah.
With great power.
I would love... If I was a bartender, I would do that all the time.
Like, you mean this one over here? This one. Oh, okay, I got you this one.
And then give it to the one next to her?
There's another reason to tip heavy on that first drink. Because if you don't, they will screw you later. Hey, TC, you'll be the last call, man.
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
Hey, good to talk to you.
Look, the title that y'all are talking about is a drink hoe.
Oh, right. Drink hoe.
And that's exactly what it is. She's just there to get a drink, and that's it. And you walk back over to the voice, oh, she was a drink hoe. That's it.
How different is the drink hoe from the gold digging hoe?
The difference is a gold digging hoe will talk to you to try and get something out of you, but a drink hoe will just up and go.
Okay.
A drink hoe is one drink. A gold digging hoe is many drinks.
That's so wrong. That's so wrong. I mean, what's 3 minutes? I buy you a drink. I would like to find the woman that has gone the longest time period not buying herself a drink.
Oh, they all lie.
You think they'll say, like, oh, 5 years.
No, I haven't bought a drink since I turned 21.
Right.
And if I had a voice like this, no man would ever date me.
The Burt Show.